The debate has been nearly as passionate over a plan to bury radioactive waste in the state of Nevada, and the latest development may only intensify questions about that plan. Government scientists studying the safety of the Yucca Mountain waste dump apparently fabricated some of their information. Two federal agencies have started investigations, and opponents of the waste site say its safety is further in doubt. Here's NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The government discovered the fabrications this week when the Department of Energy was applying for a license to open the dump. Lawyers noticed something wrong with several emails. The emails were sent by employees of the U.S. Geological Survey between 1998 and 2000. They'd been hired by DOE to study the way water moves through the rock above the waste dump. It's a crucial issue. Water might corrode waste containers and carry radiation into drinking water. Government officials say the fabricated documents were meant to confirm the accuracy of computer models of water movement. Robert Hirsch is the survey's associate director for water.
I've heard no indication that any scientific data being collected in the field was in any way fabricated, but simply the documentation associated with the computer model of these processes.
Hirsch says falsifying any kind of information is a serious issue. The discovery could mean the computer models, which took years to create, would have to be redone. Hirsch says studying the way water moves through rock at the Yucca Mountain site is difficult. There's not much water, and it moves slowly. And the importance of the project meant scientists had to keep lots of unusually detailed records to validate their research.
I think there's a frustration with quality assurance processes, which in no way excuses any behavior of fabrication, but it's a very difficult thing to figure out how to completely document something that is really non-routine.
Hirsch says the allegations have cast a cloud over the Geological Survey. Opponents of the project say they confirm their suspicions that DOE's safety claims are flawed. Robert Lux advises the state of Nevada, which has fought the dump. He says the first study of water at Yucca Mountain, done by the government's Los Alamos National Laboratory, showed that water could leak into the waste site in decades, not the thousands of years DOE first calculated.
So they hired USGS to try and refute the Los Alamos study. And my understanding is that it is this very data refuting that study that, in fact, was fabricated.
Lux says the state may demand that work at the site stop until all the research on Yucca Mountain is verified. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Another controversy surrounds the Central Intelligence Agency and whether it used torture. The director of the CIA testified yesterday before Congress and said flatly, "We don't do torture." Porter Goss added that abusing detainees is not a productive means of interrogation anyway. But the director's denial was carefully worded. He said the agency is not using any illegal techniques, quote, at this time. When asked if the CIA tortured suspects in recent years, up to the end of 2004, Goss said he couldn't answer that in public. He said he could tell lawmakers more in a closed session. This is NPR News.